Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Bayani Ma A'addallahu Ta'ala lil Mu'minina fil Jannah. The chapter on what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Jannah. It's such a beautiful section that if a person has yaqeen and has faith in the words of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there can be no better journey that a person looks forward to than a journey from dunya to akhirah. So many pleasures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for a person. So much of excitement there is, so much of happiness. And the beauty of it is everything there is pure, 100% pure. The entertainment of this world and the fashion of this world and the design of this world is all artificial. It's there today and tomorrow it won't be there. It wasn't there yesterday, it's there temporary today. It's got some lifespan and after its lifespan it finishes. But the entertainment, the decor, the beauty of Jannah is there forever and forever and forever, 100% true, 100% real. Nothing artificial about it, that it's there and it's going to disappear. So this is the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept as far as akhirat is concerned, as far as Jannah is concerned. And we have to have yaqeen that this is the real life. That's why Allah Pak says, Surah Tabarak, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum. That Allah Pak has created death and then Allah Pak has created life. Normally we think life comes first and then death comes first. Ulama explained one of the reasons is that this is the real life, is the life of akhirat. First we have to go through death, and then after we pass the stage of death, now the real life starts. Therefore Allah Pak says, Alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal hayat, then Allah Pak has created life. So the real life is the life of akhirat. Anyway, continuing with this section, عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل أهل الجنة فيها ويشربون ولا يتغوطون ولا يمتخطون ولا يبولون ولكن طعامهم ذلك جشاء كرشح المسك يلهمون التسبيح والتكبير كما يلهمون النفس رواه مسلم. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the inhabitants of Jannah will eat and drink. There will be no need to defecate. There will be no need to go toilet at all. There will no need to blow their noses or urinate. Rather, their food will produce a sharp burp with fragrance and of musk. A sharp burp of fragrance of musk. Glorifying Allah Ta'ala, that is tasbih, expressing His greatness, tahmeed, saying Alhamdulillah, will be as natural to them as breathing. So for them to say takbir, to take the name Allahu Akbar, to say tasbih, subhanallah, will be as natural to them as breathing. Ulama explained that the people of Jannah will be so overawed, their hearts will be overawed and flowing with the radiance and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how natural it is for us to breathe, it will be natural for them to say subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. The words and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just be flowing out as natural as it is for us to breathe. Like that for the people of Jannah, Allah Pak make us from amongst them, it will be natural for them just to continuously saying Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person will eat and he will drink and there will be no need for him to go toilet. There will be no need at all for him to go toilet. So some people raise an ishkal, some people raise an objection that how is it possible for a person to eat and drink. Sometimes you see a person who's got maybe diabetes, that every few hours, every short while he needs to run to the toilet. He eats something, he needs to go to the toilet. Person eats a lot, he needs to go. So how is it possible that in Jannah you can enjoy eating and drinking and there's no need to go toilet? So one Ali mentioned so beautifully, he said, look at the baby in the stomach of the mother, in the womb of the mother. The food supply Allah Pak has created. But there's no need for that child to defecate. There's no need for the child to urinate. Allah Pak is just giving us a glimpse of the child in the stomach of the mother. Jannah is such a pure place. Another Ali gave an example. He said that the only reason Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the body relieves itself, takes out itself, is taking out all the filth from the body. In Jannah there will be only purity and purity and purity. There's no filth. So there will be no need for the body to remove any filth. That energy that the body is getting from the food, that energy is being used up. There's no need for any filth. There's only purity in Jannah. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi stated that the dhikr of the people of Jannah compared to breathing, because it's done without any effort. How a person breathes, he doesn't require any effort. Naturally, while he's doing other work, he's breathing. So the zikr and the tasbih, etc. of the people of Jannah won't require any effort. Completely natural Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. And one more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر واقرأوا إن شئتم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah Ta'ala has said. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Ta'ala has said, this is hadith Qudsi. Like how you get a narrator in a hadith, that narrating a hadith goes to from a tabi, it generally goes to a sahabi, and from the sahabi is relating what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said. And adding one more person in the chain, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying what Allah Ta'ala has said, this is known as hadith Qudsi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is saying that Allah Ta'ala has said, I have prepared for my righteous servants that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no heart has imagined. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read if you wish, no soul knows what pleasures are hidden for him as a reward for the deeds he carries out. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. No soul knows what is hidden for him. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. From the delights of the eye, from the delights and the pleasures, the thing that will please a person, he doesn't know what has been prepared for him. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And this is a reward for the good deeds that a person has carried out. Now we may ask ourselves that there's so many hadith and so many ayat of the Quran that we have heard about Jannat, but still Allah Ta'ala is saying that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, and the thought also hasn't crossed the mind of any person. So that shows us that despite so much of description Allah Ta'ala is telling us and giving us, that the beauty of Jannat is far beyond that also. This is just for our understanding purposes we are given. When a person sees the beauties of Jannat, then he realizes that even though I heard all these ahadith, all these ayat of Quran, I didn't imagine, it didn't cross my mind how beautiful it will be, so beautiful it will be, that even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us so much about Jannat, Allah Ta'ala mentioning to us about Jannat, then also that thought also won't cross the mind of a person how beautiful Jannat is. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that this becomes a reality. When a person has got his focus and has got his attention towards Akhirat, then he'll find everything in this world very, very basic, artificial. He won't put his heart into anything in this world. He'll rather put his heart in that thing that he lasts forever and forever and forever. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.